This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies. You heard Jerry and Jack Corrigan on this station all summer. The boys of our summer are taking a little break, but I know that's not a real thing for Jerry. The guy's broadcasting all the time. Jerry Schimmel, thank you so much, my friend, for giving me some time on short notice because we had some very interesting news today surrounding the Colorado Rockies.
Well, you are very welcome, Brady. Love to come on with you anytime, my man.
All right, so talk to me about this. We got the press release earlier, Jerry. The Rockies announced that General Manager Bill Schmidt is stepping down from his role. And then we get this was an interesting quote, too, from Executive Vice President Walker Monfort saying, we're going to try to find the right leader from outside our organization. So talk to me a little bit about the process, the decision by Bill Schmidt to step down.
Yeah, two things there. Number one is I don't think anybody should be surprised by that. I think we kind of saw it coming. If you're going to get rid of a manager a third of the way through the season, your general manager, if you continue to play poorly like the Rockies have this year and the previous two, you're going to make that change as well. It just was going to be the timing of it. And the idea of hiring from without with another organization, I think it's something new and it's something needed. I think everybody agrees with that. I know you have to, Brady. I do too. Let's get a fresh pair of eyes. Let's get some new thoughts in here. You know, the one thing that I keep thinking about that sort of lingers with me, however, is Coors Field is a challenge. It's a different entity. It's got its own challenges to itself. And to find a general manager that would understand and have some great ideas about how to win at altitude, I think is really important. I think the last time around when Bill Schmidt was hired, Brady, one of the things that Dick Monfort said was, hey, we looked at the other guys. We interviewed people from the outside. They all had these ideas about how to win at Coors Field. He said, we tried all those things, and they didn't work. And so we thought we'd just stick from within, from a guy who knew how to maybe get things done at Coors Field. So you kind of throw that out, and I guess you start fresh again. But at the same time, to me, that Coors Field challenge still lingers.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's you kind when what you just said there makes total sense too, because it's a different beast. So the idea sometimes of bringing someone who's not experiencing that all the time, every single day, or you know every other day throughout the summer is. That can be tough because you want someone really deep, really involved. That's why we say, you know, maybe a local pitcher, a guy that's pitched in Colorado for a good chunk of his life before being, you know, in the majors might succeed. So it is kind of an interesting one there, but they've tried this. So I think a lot of people are just happy with the idea that somebody new that hasn't been in this organization for a while can really come in with a fresh set of eyes.
Yeah, as they should, Brady. I mean, there's no getting around that. You can't now just quit this season and move on with somebody that's already in the organization, promote somebody else, stay within. We know that has not worked for a long time. You've got to get some fresh eyes in here. Doesn't mean that somebody who comes in can't help figure Coors Field out and help the team win games here. But the more I do these games, Brady, the more I just think Coors Field is crazy. It's just a different challenge. And I'll give you an example. This year, Tyler Freeman was telling us in a pregame show, he said, I've got this hip issue, and it hurts at home, and it doesn't hurt on the road. Just little things like that, and pitchers getting Rocky Mountain fever, and of course, getting their head. It just, to me, it's just more and more important every year for this team for some reason. And I think what you have to do is go back maybe to the years where the Rockies were successful, when they were playoff teams in 17 and 18. What'd they do? They had really good starting pitching, and they hit a lot of home runs. So that's the combination that every team is looking for. And the Rockies, and they probably have to get back to that. I think if you're a general manager, Brady, and I don't know if you're going to ask this question of me or not, I'll just throw it out there, but where you start regard as starting pitching, it was atrocious, and it's got to improve or this team won't improve.
Jerry Schimmel joining us, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. Yeah, pitching, obviously a big one you got to look at. I guess also big, I look at the manager spot too, Jerry, Warren Schaefer. I mean, I like the idea of Warren Schaefer, kind of, but then there was like August, it was kind of a moment where I'm getting excited, and then it all kind of fizzled again. I don't know how much you can put on him for that necessarily, because you got to wonder if guys are starting to mentally kind of check out. Not to say that that's okay, but it happens. You got to think, though, a new GM comes in and wants to get his guy, like that, make that big decision first.
Yeah, I think that's where we have to figure out what the Rockies want to do. There's one of two ways they're going to do that. One is, hey, or there's probably three ways, Brady. One is, hey, we're going to hire you, but we want you to be open-minded about this manager position, and we'd like you to at least interview Warren Schaefer for that spot. Or number two would be, Warren Schaefer's our guy, and come in, you surround him with whatever you need to surround him with. Or three is, bring your own guy in. It's one of those three options, and I don't know where the Rockies are sitting on that. It probably depends on the candidate they want to hire. If they want to hire, you know, Thad Levine, and he has his own guy, and he wants to bring in Rocco from Minnesota that I think he hired with the Twins, then they have to do that. But I think that's the decision that the Rockies are going to have to make. Probably Dick and Walker Monfort would make that decision before they make that GM hire.
You mentioned Thad Levine. I've seen his name a lot this morning. Jerry, who else is kind of on that radar that you see potentially getting at least an interview?
Yeah, I think there's a couple other guys. I think you would probably look at Drayton Moore. You know, he was the general manager of that Minnesota team that was so good. I think Andy McKay, who's an assistant at Seattle, who spent some time, I think, in the minor league system for the Rockies as in management. He kind of knows the challenges of winning at altitude. And I think after that, it's probably a toss-up. I think there's some other guys, some older guys like John Daniels, some others that you might look at. But if you look at young guys that might have a connection to the organization or have had great success, I think it's probably those three. It's probably Thad Levine, it's probably Andy McKay, and it's probably Drake Moore.
With Thad Levine, Jerry, help me out. When was he with the Rock? Because he was in their front office in some capacity. Which years were those?
He was, I believe, like 2001 to 2005 or 6.
Okay.
Before the World Series, but he was there as an assistant general manager. So, and I'm told very active, and everybody, I've never met Thad, but the guys with the organization that I know, including Jack Corrigan, said he's a great guy and he'd be a great candidate. Jeff Houston really thinks he'd be a great candidate. So there's a guy that's got lots of front office experience and experience at Coors Field and managing a franchise at altitude.
He's interesting to me, Jerry, because he kind of checks both of those boxes. A guy that does understand the struggles that come with playing in Colorado, but also spent enough time away with the Twins where you're learning a bunch of different things outside of this organization. So that's kind of why his name is standing out to me the most.
Yeah, I think that's probably consensus. I think if you were put some odds on who the next general manager might be, it would probably be Thad Levine for those reasons. And he had success in Minnesota. They had some tough years he was there, but they had some very good years as well. They won division titles when he was a general manager, probably weaker division than what he would enter in this National League West. But at the same time, he had success and he's got experience with the Rockies. So I think he would probably, my guess is, I don't know this, I haven't talked to anybody about it, but probably at the top of that list.
Jerry Schimmel joining us. I thought it was interesting, and again, not that this isn't his role now, but now Executive Vice President Walker Monfort, I thought this was genius to have him release the quote that says we're going to be looking at someone from outside our organization. I just thought it's a subtle move. I just kind of liked how that was structured.
Yeah, I do too. And I think everybody was looking for that. I think if he came out and said, hey, we'll look at some internal candidates, I think that would turn everybody off. It would turn the media off, turn fans off. And the Rockies, they're smart enough to understand that's not going to work anymore. We tried that with Bill Schmidt, and it was a blatant unsuccess. So, yeah, I think that was a good move on the part of the Rockies. I think a good move on Walker's part. My guess is, I've gotten to know Walker a little bit the last couple of months. My guess is that was probably his idea. He's a pretty sharp guy, and I'm excited about what he's going to lend to this organization.
I think, you know, you have so many people saying, oh, they're just going to hire the family members. They're just going to do that whole thing. And Dick Monfort's not going to sell because he wants his family to be there. I think him coming in like this, and if you're right, Jerry, and that probably was his idea, I think that just moves the needle with a lot of fans. It's like, wait a second, this guy's kind of going against maybe what Dick Monfort might have done in the past.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right about that, Brady. And I, again, I don't know Walker that well. I haven't spent a lot of time around him other than the last couple months where we've had some meetings and some really interesting stuff that he brought out and some new ideas that he had, both with the baseball operations end and marketing and tickets and fans and the fan experience and all that. So he's a really sharp guy. And if there's anybody that I think could probably stand up to a dad, it would be him, it seems like anyway. And I think, and I can tell you this too, Brady, maybe I've told you this already. I think I told Tanner and Brian on a morning show, but if you walk in that building, if you go into Coors Field and ask somebody about Walker Monfort, they rave about him. They love him in that building. And that's the owner's son, where a lot of people could be talking behind his back and doing things that aren't in his best interest and aren't the team, but nobody says that. Everybody loves him. In fact, there's a couple friends in the front office there that are very cynical people that love Walker Monfort, think he's going to be great. So again, I'm excited about that prospect.
Jerry Schimmel joining us. Jerry, what did you make of baseball last night, man? There were some phenomenal games until the end, and then the Dodgers kind of went crazy. But that's what's so fun about these games with this great pitching. Every run is just crucial. Every single thing is so important in these games.
Just the tense. You're right about that. The tension in those games, you could feel it. I was reminded, other than the Dodgers game, just reminded of how important starting pitching is, especially when you get in the playoffs like this. You've got to have a stud or two starting pitcher, or you're going to lose those games. And that's who won yesterday. The teams are the best starting pitchers. So it just reminds me all the time, that's where you start. You start with success with your starting pitchers, and boy, we saw that in yesterday and last night's games.
I tell you, my favorite moment was honestly the end of the Red Sox-Yankees game. There you see a great closer in Chapman who gave, you know, loaded up the bases and no outs, and then at the same time you saw him bail himself out of that. I know it was unfortunate to get in that position, but I tend to gain way more respect. I know you're going to struggle, everybody's going to struggle, but if you can crawl out of that kind of hole, wow! I mean, he's phenomenal anyway. He's had a great year, but that was a special playoff moment.
Yes, it was. I thought that game was over.
I did too.
The bases loaded, nobody out. You score. I think someone said you score in 91% of those situations, something like that, or 81%. So the odds were stacked against leaving the bases loaded and not getting a run in. So, and you tip your hat to Aroldis Chapman. I mean, he just keeps getting it done at his age. What is he, upper 30s now or something? And he keeps you want to hand the ball to a veteran there, and you want to hand the ball to somebody who can get strikeouts, but somebody who has been in that situation many times and knows how to work out of it. And boy, he sure did that.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was, and then, you know, so many great moments yesterday in tight situations. Today, we've already got the Tigers and Guardians going. I thought the Tigers were going to start off with a bang, but the Guardians get out of it. They're up 1-0. They're rolling right now. Who do you like in this one today, Jerry?
I like Detroit still. In that game, I think they might come back and get that. I think they're a much better team than they showed the last month of the season. I think they're a better team up and down than Cleveland, even with their pitching. So that's my pick in that series.
Padres, Cubs. How do you like this one going down to the Cubs? Your Cubs take care of it?
Yeah, I think the Cubs take care of it. I do. That's a dangerous team. You know, it's one that wasn't talked a lot this year because the Brewers are so good. But man, they are good. I know they lost a starting pitcher that might really hurt them in the playoffs, but that's a really dangerous team that is really, really good offensively.
And then, Jerry, at 4:00, Red Sox, Yankees. Do the Yankees even up this series?
I think they do. Yeah. I think they do. I think they even up the series, but I still think the Red Sox are going to win that series. Red Sox are a quiet, kind of humble team that Trevor Story is the face of that franchise at times because they're just quiet and they just get the job done. And that's what that's all Trevor has ever done in his career. So I'm picking the Red Sox in that one.
Dodgers, Reds. I mean, last night's game, Dodgers is just terrifying. Everybody that goes up to the plate, you just know you're in. I mean, I heard Brian say it on Good Morning NoCo. It's like you can't take a breath if you're going up against the Dodgers.
No, you can't. You can't. Those first four in that lineup are as good as any first four in Major League Baseball. And then the guys down at the bottom of the order have had great years and all are clutch hitters. And they all know how to get things done in big situations. So it's really hard to bet against the Dodgers, unfortunately.
Jerry, appreciate you, my friend. Big news for the Rockies. I'm curious to see where this is going to go. And we'll reach out, too, once we start getting some answers. Would love to have you back on and get your thoughts on the new GM for the Rockies.
You bet, Brady. Anytime, my man.
All right, Jerry. Appreciate you, man. And have a great offseason. I know you'll be broadcasting soon. I mean, you're all over the place, so you know you're not going to take much of a break.
No, which I enjoy. Downtime and Jerry don't get along very well.
Well, you know what? When you're good at something, just keep doing it, man, and you're one of the best.
Yeah, okay.
Jerry, appreciate you, my friend.
You're very kind. Thank you, Brady.
Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies, 11:50 the time. Let's take a quick break. Let's go through that list that Jerry gave us and get your thoughts. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Hey! Uh-huh.
Hey! Is this the year the UNC Bears turn it around? Find the Football 52 podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.